Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
House rejects K-12 school funding bill on opening day of session. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A major bill to fund Wyoming's K-12 public schools failed to clear its first hurdle Monday, effectively killing the House version of school finance recalibration for this budget session. According to Cowboy State Daily, House Bill 110 fell one vote short of the two-thirds majority required during a budget session, with lawmakers voting 41 in favor and 21 opposed. Recalibration is the constitutionally required process lawmakers must complete every 5 years to update how public schools are funded statewide. The bill was drafted by the legislature's Select Committee on School Finance Recalibration following a 2025 court ruling that Wyoming is not adequately funding its schools. While the proposal included teacher pay raises, it drew sharp criticism from educators and administrators for provisions that would increase class sizes, mandate participation in state health insurance plan, and delay funding for school nutrition and mental health counselors. Cheyenne Republican Landon Brown said the bill had become too controversial to advance. Still, he warned the vote sends the wrong signal to the courts overseeing school funding compliance. Meanwhile, Wyoming Education Association President Kim Amen called the bill's failure a sign lawmakers are hearing concerns from educators, but cautioned against proposals that shift money toward private school programs instead of public classrooms. Recalibration isn't dead yet. A mirror bill remains alive in the Senate, and lawmakers could still attempt a replacement, but with tight deadlines ahead, the path forward is uncertain. Grooming bill advances in Wyoming House, draws attention from Elon Musk. A bill creating specific criminal penalties for grooming minors is moving forward in the Wyoming House after narrowly clearing a key vote on Monday and drawing national attention from tech billionaire Elon Musk. According to Cowboy State Daily, House Bill 9 passed on a 43-19 vote, just meeting the two-thirds threshold required during the legislature's 21-day budget session to be introduced. The bill now heads to the House Judiciary Committee. House Bill 9 would formally define grooming behaviors, including electronic communication and efforts to build trust or emotional connection with minors for sexual exploitation, and establish penalties based on ages of victims and the perpetrator. The harshest penalties would apply to offenders 18 and older who target children under 12, carrying a minimum 25-year prison sentence and fines up to $50,000. Musk shared a post on his social media X platform highlighting that all House Democrats voted against the bill. However, 13 Republicans also voted no. Representative Mike Yin, a Democrat from Jackson, said the conduct described is already covered under existing Wyoming law and argued lawmakers should focus on the state budget. Gillette Republican Ken Clouston echoed concerns about time constraints but signaled he may support the bill moving forward. Supporters, including the Wyoming Association of Sheriffs and Chiefs of Police, say the measure strengthens protections for children by adding grooming before abuse escalates. No committee hearing has been scheduled yet. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.